From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama will cut short a trip to Europe and travel next week to Dallas, Texas, where an ambush by lone gunmen killed five policemen and wounded seven others. Dallas Police Chief David Brown.
Dallas officers are hurting. We are heartbroken. There are no words to describe the atrocity that occurred to our city. All I know is that this must stop, this divisiveness.
Demonstrators rallying for police reforms following this week's killing of two black men by police in the states of Minnesota and Louisiana paid respects to the victims of the Dallas shooting.
My prayers goes out to everybody that lost someone in Dallas, especially the police force and everything like that. But violence is not the way to stop it. That ain't going to do never to intensify and put fuel on the fire. And the way that I feel like our people here in Atlanta, we believe that. We believe that it was not going to be nonviolent. So we here to protest nonviolently and to show our voices without showing our guns.
It's time for us to stand up for each other. And me personally, I'm not someone who's at risk right now. So I don't think it's enough for white people to say they're afraid and sad and just not actually do anything and stand up when our fellow humans are actually experiencing threats to their life and are in actual danger. So I think it's time that we do what we say we'll do and actually be willing to stand up for each other.
President Barack Obama is returning to Washington on Sunday from Europe, a day earlier than planned. Speaking of the president, he's in Poland for his last NATO summit as president. As Luis Ramirez reports from the Polish capital, Britain's exit from the European Union was high on the president's agenda on Friday.
The big question from NATO leaders is what Britain's departure from the EU will mean for the alliance. From President Obama, a reassurance.
There are those who've been questioning what does this mean for the transatlantic relationship. Let me just say, as is often the case in moments of change, this kind of hyperbole is misplaced.
But the big topic on the official agenda is Russia. Moscow's continued actions in Ukraine and threats felt by the Baltic states and Poland mean reassurances to members that NATO will protect them are no longer enough. Luis Ramirez, VOA News, Warsaw.
Staying with NATO, an official of the alliance says leaders will likely decide Saturday to start conducting counter-Islamic State training inside Iraq. The official said the move inside Iraq would allow NATO to scale up the training both in terms of the number of tasks offered to Iraqis and the number of Iraqis trained. If approved by leaders, the move would come as the United States is pushing the NATO alliance to become a coalition member in the fight against the Islamic State in Iraq and Syria. Critics warn deeper NATO involvement in the campaign could upset Russia, who is targeting the Islamic State forces in Syria. North Korea appears to have test-fired a ballistic missile launched from a submarine from the country's eastern coast, the South Korean Defense Ministry officials said Saturday. They could not confirm how far the missile traveled and where it landed. Although the UN Security Council banned North Korea from developing nuclear and ballistic missile technology, the government has fired other missiles over the past year. The U.S. and South Korea have announced plans to deploy the Terminal High Altitude Area Defense, also known as THAAD, on the Korean Peninsula, to counter North Korea's ongoing nuclear and ballistic missile development programs. THAAD is designed to intercept and destroy ballistic missiles during their final or terminal phase of flight. It has so far proven effective against short- and medium-range ballistic missiles. China has opposed this deployment, saying that it is not beneficial to maintaining peace and stability on the Korean Peninsula and will seriously harm the security of countries in the region, including China. Another 10 states in the United States are suing the Obama administration over guidelines covering which school bathrooms transgender students can use. Friday's filing means nearly half of the 50 U.S. states are formally objecting to the recent federal guidelines that recommend public schools allow students to use bathrooms corresponding to the gender with which they identify instead of the gender listed on their birth certificates. The Justice Department guidelines, non-binding, saying school systems could lose millions of dollars in federal aid if they fail to follow it. I'm Michael Brown, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.